Nigeria's government takes action in the Christian massacre. MAF plays a crucial role in the Haiti food distribution. And Nepal's faltering peace process won't stop an intrepid ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Police in Jos, Nigeria have 351 people in custody connected with Sunday's Christian massacre. Greg Musselman is with Voice of the Martyrs Canada. He says believers are still in shock and may not be all that reassured by the government's swift action. Why?
The military was already on alert. There had been rumors preceding this massacre on the weekend, and yet it still occurred.
500 people died in the attack. The reasons it sparked could be many.
Is this actually Christian persecution? Or is this just a land grab? Is this tribal? I mean, there's so many elements here. But ultimately, many Christians have been killed, as you know. They continue to trust the Lord in the midst of a very horrible situation, unfortunately, will probably continue.
It's an eerily familiar scene. January 17th saw similar mob violence in Jos. Church leaders are condemning the cycle and encouraging believers toward reconciliation. Musselman says,
it won't stop the evangelistic efforts, but a big thing right now is for the Christians there to love their enemies.
Next, she called herself Jihad Jane. News of Colleen LaRose's arrest in October was withheld until Tuesday after the arrest of seven alleged jihadists in Ireland. LaRose, a U.S. citizen, is believed to have used the internet to recruit people for terror attacks. The Crescent Project's Fuad Masri says LaRose appears to have been searching for something.
This is another case where people dig into Islam and they have certain issues, hate issues. They can be easily recruited to these activities. And we see with her, I mean, she converted to Islam, and it's just a matter of time before she joined something that she thought was bigger than her.
Crescent Project is a ministry that's helping Christians share Jesus with Muslims. What's the first step?
They can sign up on our website for call to prayer. We will send them an email to join us in praying for Muslims every Friday at noon. We praise the Lord now. Thousands are joining us regularly to pray for God to send mercy, send hope to the Muslim community.
We'll connect you at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's been about 2 months since the earthquake hit Haiti, and the needs are unbelievably great. Mission Aviation Fellowship is a base in Port-au-Prince and has distributed about 120 tons of food via planes using 14 different airstrips there. With road conditions improving, MAF will transition from food delivery to transporting missionaries and other workers. MAF will likely add more staff and aircraft to its Haiti flight program in order to address the long-term needs. Pray God will use MAF to lead many to Himself. Meanwhile, Nepal's peace accord is at risk. The process is stalled because the implementation of the power-sharing agreement hasn't happened yet. Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says they're supplying Bibles, tracts, and other literature to Pastor Reuben Rai. Will a failed peace accord disrupt his church planning and evangelism work? Well, probably not.
Reuben has done international work and moves across the borders of Tibet, and he's well grounded in the techniques needed to safely come and go, to know where he can maintain safety for the churches and pastors that he has trained up.
CRI is getting ready to send a crate at the end of April.
We are right now collecting material, and a campaign is underway to be able to airlift several hundred pounds of Christian books and Bibles into Nepal.
And finally, on August 13th, Mission Network News and Orphan Outreach are inviting you to head to St. Petersburg, Russia. The goal? To love kids who have been abandoned, abused, or orphaned. The team will be doing hands-on evangelism at a crisis center, the first stop for kids going to orphanages. You'll spend time holding babies or playing with older kids, and with the help of local churches, share Christ through stories, crafts, and soccer clinics. To sign up, just go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Perhaps the busyness of life is distracting you from God's Great Commission call. To help you focus, Mission Network News is making available the new Wow Worship CD for a gift of any amount. It features Mercy Me, Chris Tomlin, and more. 30 songs to help you focus on Christ. Get Wow Worship at 1-800-995-4828 or just click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.